Big week, Herbie. Obviously, D's taking on the Bulldogs this Saturday night.
So excited for this.
Now, you might have seen recently a photo in the Geelong Addy of a house that basically looks like a Melbourne jumper. It's got the red V and the blue on it.
It's incredible. It is got to be one of the best houses to look at this week, if you are a D supporter.
That's right. It belongs to probably the Surf Coast biggest D's fan. His name is Steve Bond. He lives in Janjuk. Steve, how are you? Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, very well, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, good. Take it you're a D supporter?
A D supporter, please. Absolutely. We bleed red and blue.
Oh, wow. So when did you think I'm going to paint the house? Was it always planned if you made the grand final, or is this just spur of a moment decision after the game?
It's a very funny story because we own two houses here. We own the house next door as well. And my wife and I were out one day with nothing to do, and we were blasting the driveway. You may have seen an inset picture there. It's got something about the blue, go the D's, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah. So she's used her Kartra and done that. And I thought, I reckon it could be bigger than this, I reckon we could do something with the house next door. So I looked at the house and I was going to paint it block. I was going to paint it blue, red, blue. Yeah. And my wife, far more artistic than me, said, no, we're going to do better than that. We're going to put a red V on it. So it became a bit of an architectural thing in the end of the day, a bit of artistry. And so we've gone forwards. And then, if you like, we won. I got so excited. I saw the chimney. I thought, there's got to be something going on that chimney. So I've gone down to the local printer around here, and he's whipped up on a bit of Corflute board for me that picture of Maxie. So it all sort of grew from a bit of cartering on the nature strip or the driveway across to what it is. So,
wow. That's awesome.
It is beautiful. You said it's a piece of art. It definitely is, if you are a D supporter for sure. Was it hard
We're mad D supporters.
Yeah. Was it hard to pick Gorn to have on the chimney, or were you tossing up any other names?
No, only Gorn. He is both our captain, our spiritual leader, and truly he is the man who deserves to hold that premiership cup up. It was only ever going to be Gorny. And you could everyone knows exactly who it is. You could put another picture up and people would go, he's just another Melbourne footballer. Mm. But Max Gorn, I think everybody who follows AFL football knows exactly what Max Gorn looks like. And he really is. He's an inspiration to a lot of us.
Has this excitement been bottling up for the last, 50 years?
That's why 69 years. It's been coming for 60-odd years. I said to the lass yesterday, I went to the 88 grand final and we were wiped by Hawthorn. Yeah. I then went to the 2000 thinking, we're half a chance here and Essendon wiped us at that game. So it's been coming for a long, long time. This is the best team that I can remember in my living memory. We truly are from our forwards to our backs, our mids, fantastic. And we really are. I think we're better than a 50-50 chance, but you're always 50-50 on the day.
So Steve, if it is the best team that you've seen, how much are they going to beat the Doggies by?
How much are we going to beat the Doggies by? I reckon there won't be three goals in it. I'm hoping at three-quarter time we're up by three and we win by three. I don't think it's going to be a walkover as we did against Geelong or the Doggies did against Port Adelaide. I think it'll be a three-goal game, and I'm hoping it's a three-goal in our favour.
What do your neighbours think?
Well, the neighbours don't have much to say in it. I'm a neighbour on one side. And the bloke on the other side, unfortunately, I don't know who he barracks for, but he now understands that I barrack for the D's. The street love it, though. It's actually been a bit of a joke in the street. You know, the street, it's only a very small street. There'd only be 20 houses in the street. Mm. And basically, people have really enjoyed it.
And if you win, is the paint staying? Is this going to be a forever D's home?
Well, that I'm not quite sure about. We'll wait and see. We'll wait. Let's at least win the grand final.
Yes.
We'll check in with you after that. But thank you once again for your time. It's awesome. Thank you.
No, our pleasure. Thank you. Thank you. Bye.